11 to 3. You can find our menu and make reservations at ZazaSears Italian.com or just drop by. Zaza Sears Italian, in the alley, downtown.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least 8 people dead after a gunman opened fire at a school in the western Russian city of Kazan. 7 of the victim students, the other a teacher, a 19-year-old suspect, is in custody. Tensions running high in the Middle East following the latest exchange of rocket fire between Israel and the Palestinians. The Israeli army chief ordering troop reinforcements, while the country's defense minister calling up reserves as Gaza hostilities escalate. Some gas stations across at least 5 eastern states have run short on fuel as a major pipeline remains shut down. The Colonial Pipeline Company says it is working toward substantially restoring operational service by this coming weekend. That line shut down by a cyber attack. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 147 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Very well.
Hey folks, Dennis Prager here. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices and you realize you've got 4 mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not of sight and certainly not of mind, but only of mindless sound. A journey into a cramped studio, reeking of stale coffee and donut burps. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Radio Zone.
How about a nice donut burp? There you go. It smells like Krispy Kreme everywhere here. It is 8 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're working on a couple of technical issues at the moment. But I do know I've had a raindrop or two hit me this morning, so let's get the latest on the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There are a few sprinkles out there today. The main band of showers and storms coming into the state from Mississippi right now into areas like west of Tuscaloosa and Demopolis. Our forecast for today, today and tonight, occasional rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler, high temperature up to about 74. Showers and thunderstorms likely again. Could be a few leftover showers on Thursday before ending. Upper 60s is the best we can do for a high temperature on Thursday, but sunshine on Friday and nice. High in the upper 70s. So, I mean, deja vu, just like last Friday, the nice weather returns at the beginning of the weekend. That's great weather. That's great news. Cloudy skies. The most important number is the dew point this morning. It's at 65. You can feel the mugginess. The temperature is 68 now at 610.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Knock on wood, or for Mike, actually. I won't have to use MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, anytime during 2021. But during 2020, it was they were very important in my life. And you may not need them right now, but you will probably need them someday or another. Montgomery Paint and Body, having an accident, obviously no fun, but take it from a guy that has used them for over 30 years. They are meticulous with no shortcuts. And they're also working great with the insurance company. Not only your insurance company, but the other guy's insurance company. When it's his fault, they make sure that the other insurance company is going to take care of all the problems, not just the damage you see. Montgomery Paint and Body, a family business. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, Holly, and everybody who works at Montgomery Paint and Body are dedicated to making sure that your car is taken care of expertly every single time. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed as well, just like it came right off the showroom floor. Phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body, their tagline is so true. They will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Good morning. What day is it?
Welcome to the show.
I guess you don't know what today is.
May 11th is National Twilight Zone Day.
That's weird.
Ooh, Twilight Zone?
Have you seen it, the Twilight Zone?
Things can get a little weird out there.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's starting to get a little weird.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
It's showtime.
We are living in the Twilight Zone.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's horse around for a minute first, right, shall we?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It's all about the Kentucky Derby horse, Medina.
Doing drugs.
Yeah. And the explanation as to why this horse tested positive. If you haven't heard it, here it is.
You've had five horses from the Baffert Barn in the last year to fail a drug test. Now, what would explain that?
But they were all resolved. They were contamination. And we have to fight this. And for some reason, that is the problem right there. Uh-huh. And people in the public don't understand. People in my world, they understand this is all BS. And unfortunately, it happened to... Bob Baffert's not stupid. That's not a drug that I would use on a horse. And we don't use that horse. We don't use that drug. The horse never had it in him. And we have the documentation. We're going to show everything.
So the explanation is that a groom, one of the people that takes care of stables, believe me, I lived in this world for 10 years, twice a week, and it's a wonderful place to be. It's very serene and all that. But I know a little bit about this subject from all that experience with Janelle's equestrian days. And the idea that his explanation is that a trainer was taking some heavy-duty cough syrup with the chemical that this horse tested positive for, the explanation being that he had to take a leak, so he peed into some hay in the stable. The horse ate the hay and then turned positive for the drug test.
I don't know.
I think that's...
I don't know.
That's a stretch.
For creativity, it's up there. And like every other thing, we have a song for the occasion.
Now the winner of the Derby tested positive for steroids, and I made some money gambling, and I bought a couple things. But I made a bet with my brother-in-law, and the guy's pretty mad. He says our bet has been nullified, and he wants his wager back. He can't have the money 'cause the horse was on drugs. I'm real sorry, but you're out of luck. It's not my fault. You can't have your $100. I really don't care if you think that I suck. No, 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 no.
Damn funny. Horse with no name, horse on drug.
Yeah, steroid. I don't know. Maybe one of my buddies from one of my favorite pharmacists from Adams Drugs is listening can explain what cough syrup contains a steroid that would survive the process going through a human body, ending up in hay, and then making a horse test positive.
Is there a second? They're doing a second test on a horse. Did I hear that?
You may have. I don't have that information at the moment, but maybe I can find something out. In the meantime,
all hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic. May as well turn it into an AA meeting, right? You were able to
start the process.
We have figured out that every 8 days, our system goes something weird. So audio, because there's a cigarette ad I want to play. God bless you.
Sorry.
There's a cigarette ad I want to play. It's been going viral, and it's weird to hear and weird to watch because it's from the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that's up here, I'll play it. I find it amusing. Plus, we have a peek into Twilight Zone 2021. I think we're living it at the moment. And especially people who are in places where there are long gas lines.
I accidentally surfed into the Twilight Zone yesterday, the original series, and watched four episodes, not knowing today was Twilight Zone Day.
There is I don't know if you've seen this. I just lucked into it going through some channels. I accidentally hit I got Wild Cable. I hit 7, and I forget the show that came up, but I said, wow, this looks like a nostalgia network. So I forwarded through all the shows that are on, and it's a treasure trove. It's called Decades.
Really?
Yeah, they got a lot of really good old TV shows. So I think I'm going to expand my universe a little bit beyond Andy.
Channel 7 on your cable?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's called Decades?
Decades, yes. Yes.
Anything on there from Britain?
It's hosted by Ed McMahon. Other great figures in nostalgia. Also coming up, our TV chat this morning, and our topic is, how do you wake up when you've got low energy? You know, today is also Eat What You Want Day, and I had sent them a list on that. But I guess they rejected that idea. We talk about food a lot anyway.
I had trouble this morning. Yeah, you are.
It is 6:18. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police are investigating a homicide Monday night on Presley Street. According to Police Chief Mark Thompson, one person is dead and another is in custody. Montgomery police say 7 people were shot overnight. Police responded after 7 people showed up to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Police tell us 4 women, 2 men, and 1 juvenile male were shot. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama is joining the state's ending pandemic-related unemployment boosts, including an additional $300 federal benefit. She says the increased unemployment assistance intended to bring emergency relief during the pandemic is now contributing to a labor shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
6:19, anybody know what the top 5 reasons to have a Krispy Kreme fundraiser are?
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
What a silly old radio bit that was.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right. I need a favor from one of you today.
Oh?
Yes. I'm going to quit smoking.
Okay.
And they got all these rules now if you're going to buy these little fake cigarettes.
Do we have to buy cigarettes for you now?
No, no.
It's gotten to that point.
Yeah, yeah. I need you to run up to the Chevron.
There's some candied ones over there.
Nah, they don't get the job done. But these, so there's this thing called the electric tobacconist where you can order these.
Yeah.
Which will help me succeed. I thought I'd order a dozen.
Okay.
But you got to send them a verifiable ID. So I took pictures of my deal with my phone, and they rejected me. So I wrote them back, and I said, you know, I'm kind of past the age. What do I need to do here? So I need one of yous two to take a photo of my DL and then put it online so somebody can apply for credit in my name. They said I could send them another one. So I'd like to do that, but I need one of you guys who's really good.
I'm not really
sure. Take a picture of your driver's license?
Yeah, the one I sent him didn't work.
I'm a little confused. So.
I took a picture of my driver's license. I sent it to my Facebook Messenger, downloaded it, uploaded it to their site, and they rejected it. I guess my image wasn't clear enough. Then, on top of that, once you place an order, when they send it to your house, somebody over 21 has to be there to sign for it.
Well,
maybe this is a bad idea. I'll skip that. 6:22. I have no idea where we're at with time on TV good. Because that
TV's not working, I don't think. Let's see if we can get the regular, the SD.
Is that warranty still good? Let me take a moment at 6:22. May as well look for cars. Let's go to Jack Ingram.
Pick
a store. And today we're going to go to Jack Ingram Nissan. Talk about certified pre-owned opportunities in that category. Take advantage of them while they're there, because that Rogue that I was telling you about last week, somebody bought that over the weekend. I'm glad to hear that. They still have several Altima options, 2020s with only 6,000 miles, and you're paying nowhere near the MSRP on any of these. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 with varying amounts of miles. They have a choice in colors. These are cars that generally come out of a short-term lease, usually a corporate lease, so they're really, barely used, in mint condition, and you can save a ton of money when you're buying one of the certified pre-owns. Plus, you have all those original warranty miles left and the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. Another neat little thing, I want to test drive one of these one day so I can talk about it with knowledge. That's the 2020 Nissan Kicks S. Looks like a fun machine. And they have one with only 487 miles on it, and it's a 2020. That's just begging to be bought. So stop by and see our buddies at Jack Ingram Nissan, or visit jackingramnissan.com, because wouldn't you agree it's time to love what you drive?
Yes.
A little passion.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so we are going to them shortly, right?
Yep.
Okay. We got the thumbs up sign from them. And later this morning, Mattel, the toy maker, is going to save the planet with a toy buyback program.
Toy buyback?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to confiscate them. I think they're just looking to get them back. Apparently, there's too many plastic toys out there, and our very existence is being threatened by those. I wonder if this stuff is... Oh, there it is. The things are making it up here now.
Oh, good.
So Twilight Zone 2021 is coming up in just a couple of minutes. That'll precede the timeline with Rich for the 11th of May. And
doing a song from 1968 today.
68. There's so many good songs from that year.
So many classics.
Hint?
Hint.
I'd love to guess. I know some I might suggest from 68.
It's fall.
One of my favorite, it has a super long intro. If you could talk it up, you would be the greatest of all time. I Love You by the People.
Oh, my God, that's a great song.
Yes, it is. I used to play that on FM.
But I just can't.
Back in the day.
We're listening to our friends at Channel 8 in our ear. We're hearing voices.
We're eavesdropping. It's like...
Our buddy Andrew is going to be leaving us later this month. You should extend an invitation to him for one Wednesday night.
Yes. Like tomorrow night would be good.
Well, you should.
Here you go, Chase.
Standing by.
Pizza, cheese, chicken.
This is called dead air.
Welcome back. So what do you do on days where you've got zero energy and you really need to wake up? We're joined with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
I turn on to News Talk 93.1.
I'm not hearing us.
I'm not hearing anything. Hello.
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Mics are on.
Uh-oh.
What? We hear you.
Check.
Oh, you hear us.
Yeah, okay. check your headphone volume.
All right. So I will chime in here and tell you that I had trouble this morning. I struggled this morning. I had to drink an extra cup of coffee. I took a shower extra early. I took the dog for a walk extra early just to get rolling. I had trouble this morning. So
when I have trouble, I text him, and he always has something of a stimulating nature to help wake up. I had an issue. I accidentally shut my headphones off.
Oh.
I'm really new at this, so forgive me if I have a technical issue from time to time. I don't know. It's kind of a ramp up, a routine.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Then the dogs need to be taken care of, and playing with them a little bit helps.
I actually took an extra nap this morning.
That's kind of nice.
But also, I think of what's going on in the world. Like today, it's a cloudy, gray day. That's just a harder day to get out of bed,
right?
As compared to when it's a sunny, bright morning and the birds are singing and all that kind of stuff. So
I know
that's like the time we wake up. It's not sunny or bright, so it's just
good point. Kay. Good point, Kay.
We're not normal people like most of the world.
I'm saying Rich is like extra early, and I'm like, technically, this is extra early right now. 6:30
yeah.
in the morning.
Right.
We awaken in the darkness.
Yeah. 1:15 a.m.
I know this. If I come into the studio in the morning and I'm a little stunned, which is an Italian term for kind of stupor, I know that any additional awakening I require, Ryan will provide it because he...
Ryan's just that spark, right?
Yeah, he is that... yeah, that's right. If I'm only hitting on seven cylinders, he'll make sure the eighth is working. With constructive criticism.
Yeah, that V8 engine you got going on.
Yeah.
I'm always here to help you, Greg.
I appreciate that.
But see, Jay, you're not a coffee guy, are you?
Not really, but I will turn to that if it is one of those situations where I just can't seem to... Where it's just being sluggish and everything, I will turn to coffee. Or I'll do coffee whenever it's... right before, you know, when you have to fast before you go in for a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah.
I'll have the black
coffee. Black
coffee. To kind of wake up. The walk, amazingly, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, I got up at like 6 o'clock and put on my clothes and did my walk for the day.
I did that with my bike on Saturday morning.
Great. It was actually really, really great. Didn't do it again this Saturday, but that one time was really good.
But I won't be going for any bike rides at 4:30 in the morning.
No.
Not
realistic. But you have.
I did that once.
Yeah.
But there was a little sunlight. That was when the days were still really long. But I don't have a headlight, or I could get, a ticket from the police.
Exactly.
I don't like anything that's artificially stimulating. That makes your heart pound and that kind of stuff. But sometimes a shot of Pedialyte helps. I keep that. We have Pedialyte pops in the freezer.
Did you ever make the mistake of buying...
I discovered that in college for some reason. Don't ask why. It's part of my routine. There's usually a bottle always in my house just for, when I work out
Pedialyte?
The garden stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever make the mistake of buying those five-hour little jar?
Once. Oh, man. That was it.
They make my heart go crazy. I mean, they're awful.
No, there's a difference.
That's never really worked for me. But in college, when I'd had to do a late nighter, I'd do Red Bull. I'd buy cases of Red Bull in college.
Yeah,
the
Red Bull.
At the end of the semester.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what I drink. I'm drinking it right now because I don't drink coffee.
That's before I got into coffee.
Doesn't it have a lot of
calories? Now I just drink coffee.
Does that have a lot of calories in it? I've never really tried it.
They have Red Bull Light. They definitely
has a lot of sugar. Like, I have to make sure I drink, like, a whole bottle of water first before I drink some of it because I'll get dizzy because it's so early and I haven't ate, so.
Did you see chocolate was on this list?
Chocolate works. Chocolate's a great boost.
Yeah.
We have we keep Reese's Peanut Butter Sticks in the freezer next to the Pedialyte Pops.
Right.
So we're well supplied. And sometimes you can't...
And I think a chocolate or something salty here at the station. I know when we're doing severe weather coverage, it's, you know, you're babysitting the radar between warnings and stuff.
Right.
And you got to get some chocolate in you to keep you going or whatever.
Absolutely. Well, your salty sense of humor...
I definitely am not a chocolate eater, but I love some peanut butter crackers.
Those are good.
But that's all the time we have for today, you guys.
All right.
Bye,
thank
Greg.
You.
I love you.
I love
bye.
You, too.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I'll also do the window thing for the for while you're driving.
In the winter, that works.
I will roll down the window and let the air come in.
Yeah. On a big trip, you know, especially if it's chilly out, if you roll down the windows, that'll wake you up.
Yeah, that helps. But right now, it'll ruin your hair. This warning from the Bad Hair Day Broadcasting System at 6:31. All right, so I'm going to have to move this to here while I'm talking about Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Just got through Mom's Day. There's always another day on the calendar where there's a birthday or anniversary coming up, and it's always best to think ahead and have that taken care of so you can enjoy the occasion ahead and not get all stressed out about what to get. Brian Jewelry has more experience at guiding people through that process, offering their creative services that only a professional jeweler with three generations, not decades, three generations and seven decades of experience brings to the table. If you go to BrianJewelry.com, they have a club there. You can sign up to join and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, but you can also get well acquainted with gems and stones and come up with ideas, because if you can't find exactly what you're looking for, but say if I tweak this particular item this way or that way, it'd be perfect, they can do that because that's what professional jewelers can do. They can build it from scratch, can even build a watch. And of course, when your watch or jewelry or anything needs service, you just bring it right back to them. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, but get with that club. Do that by visiting BrianJewelry.com. Open right now. The building, though, is open at 9 till 6, Monday through Saturday. First look at traffic, the timeline next.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic light to moderate all over Montgomery so far this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No problems that we're aware of. Montgomery, Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook, but we'll be here to keep our eye on things. If something pops up, we'll let you know about it. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Submitted for your approval. A society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
2021. At 6:36 with the timeline for the 11th day of May, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 131st day of the year. There are 234 days left. On National Eat What You Want Day. Yeah. And right under that, Hostess Cupcake Day. So eat a Hostess Cupcake if you want today, because it's National Eat What You Want Day.
Kill two birds with one stone.
As you've heard 57 times already this morning, it's Twilight Zone Day. The show made its debut.
Did I overdo that? I'm sorry.
The show made its debut in the United States in October 1959, ran till 1964, 156 episodes. I just happened to watch about four or five yesterday, not knowing that this was Twilight Zone Day.
Catch any of the classics like the...
The Terror at 40,000 Feet.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Well, yep, I saw that. With
William Shatner.
William Shatner. 163 years ago in 1858, Minnesota became the 32nd state of the Union. Its nickname is the Land of 10,000 Lakes. But it actually has, do you think, more or less?
This is a random fact once. I think it's got more.
More? 12,000 lakes, giving it more shoreline than California, Florida, and Hawaii combined.
Yep.
I was right.
You're brilliant.
Thanks.
Although I'd rather be in California, Florida, or Hawaii than Minnesota. Well, maybe not California. 1934, a massive dust storm sends millions of tons of topsoil flying across the parched Great Plains region of the United States as far east as New York, Boston, and Atlanta. Great Dust Bowl. 1947 on this date, the B.F. Goodrich Company event in Akron, Ohio announces it has developed a tubeless tire. That's right, folks. Remember, tires were not tubeless before 47. It was a technological innovation that would make automobiles safer and more efficient.
So are they solid rubber?
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been a rough ride.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Especially in the way they paved roads.
On a bumpy road with potholes.
Brutal.
72 years ago in 1949, Siam officially became Thailand for the second time. First time was in 1939, but then they changed it back to Siam in 1945. 61 years ago in 1960, Israeli agents captured Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann, also known as the architect of the Holocaust. He was living in Buenos Aires under the name of Ricardo Clement. He was tried and executed 2 years later. Did you ever see this? The special on the hunt for him.
Yes, I've watched a bunch of those.
Amazing. There is...
The one guy, Mengele, managed to die before they caught him, but
right.
They did find him.
And then they found that guy in Cleveland, Ohio a few years ago.
Yeah, his name escapes me, but yeah.
1965 in the States, Roger Miller is number one with Trailers for Sale or Rent, Rooms to Let, 50 Cents. That's the King of the Road. Oh, now our song of the day. It came up in conversation last week on another Stormy Tuesday. This group's from Jacksonville, Florida, went on to become the Atlanta Rhythm Section. It's Fall of 68, Classics 4 here. Good song. This is the week for Stormy.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you Stormy today.
Remember another big hit from them?
Yes, Spooky.
Spooky's a good one. Then there was a little mid-charter called Every Day With You Girl Is Sweeter Than The Day Before.
That was 69. Yeah. Stormy is not one of Donald Trump's favorite songs. By the way, they tossed out all of her lawsuits.
That really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
A few days ago. And I need to ask you this before I forget. Your Mother's Day blog.
Yeah.
I asked you if you liked the way I posted it, and you never replied.
So I didn't.
I'm very insecure.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I didn't see what you said. I have to look at what you said.
I just said Rich Thomas has carefully spaced out his contractions while laboring through today and delivering this great
film. Oh, laboring and I got you. I got you.
It was funny at the time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. On the state in 72, John Lennon was on the Dick Cavett Show claiming that he was under surveillance by the FBI.
And he was under surveillance by the FBI.
40 years ago in 1981, a brain tumor killed Bob Marley in Miami. He was only 36. 24 years ago in 1997, the IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeats the world champion Garry Kasparov at chess. First time a computer had ever defeated a world champion chess player. Then 14 years later, IBM's Watson absolutely smoked the two best Jeopardy players in history.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
I know.
It really is. Know.
Artificial intelligence. Well, you know, you've heard the song In the Year 2025.
Yeah.
6 years ago in 2015, Tom Brady suspended by the NFL for tampering with footballs during the AFC Championship game a few months earlier. Brady sat out the first four games of the 2016-2017 season. He and the Patriots went on to still win the Super Bowl, though. What would they call that?
Deflategate.
Deflategate. 1 year ago in 2020, old school actor Jerry Stiller of Seinfeld passed away at the age of 92. Birthdays. Cam Newton is 32 today.
Wow.
How old do you think little Martha Quinn is from MTV? She's a VJ and one of the original VJs.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here, 62.
Louis Farrakhan is 88.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, of course. When I do this? You're right. Louis Farrakhan is 88. Mort Saul is 94. Biscuits home opener tonight. Fingers crossed. If the weather cooperates, gosh, we hope so. 17 days until Memorial Day weekend. 54 days till the 4th of July. SEC football, 119 days away. And Thanksgiving dinner on the table, 198 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Gosh, Martha Quinn. You know,
she's cute.
Yeah, MTV, though, you know, was a phenomenon when it first came out. It was going to put all of radio stations out of business, you know, because now you could see the
radio. Oh, right, yeah. The first song they played was what? Video Killed the Radio Star.
Star, exactly. Very funny. Now they're you don't see too many videos on MTV.
No.
But I remember, didn't NBC hire her as some kind of entertainment reporter or something, Martha Quinn?
I don't know that, but all those VJs left over, except one died, are on the 80s on 8 on Sirius XM satellite radio. Every single one of them.
including what's his name from Birmingham.
I was about to say one of those guys lived in Birmingham.
Birmingham, Jackson. I'll think of it. No, he's dead. I'll
That's
think
the
of
guy
it in a
died.
Second.
Okay.
I see his face.
Was it an Adam? Was it a
no?
Mark.
Just Mark Goodman is not it either. He's from Pittsburgh. Put in original VJs, MTV VJs.
And they just seem so stinted and scripted to me, you know, when they first came on.
Yeah.
I was not impressed by most of them.
Yeah, okay.
Martha was the one that seemed to have a glimmer of real personality.
Wasn't Mark good? Alan Hunter?
Alan Hunter. Alan Hunter is from Birmingham. And still does his show. I'm pretty sure they're all at home. And then Nita Blackwood from Cleveland now lives in Maine and does her home show from Maine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is 6:45, and that concludes our Where Are They Now segment. We're going to go right back to Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away $50,000 and a BMW. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings June 4th and 5th.
So we've got occasional rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Radar is relatively quiet right now. A few sprinkles here and there. More active now north of Tuscaloosa and west of let's say, I-20, I-59. High today, 83. Tonight's low, 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler. High around 74 with showers and thunderstorms likely again. Could be a few lingering showers first half of the day Thursday before ending. Thursday's cooler. Upper 60s this time of the year is pretty cool stuff. Then sunshine, nice Friday with a high around 77 and a great weekend ahead. Cloudy and 68 right now, very humid, 647.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, traffic, SRN News coming up. Not headline news today. With a little item in there about the Golden Globes. No surprise that they're
going to cancel it.
And, of course, they've got Tom Cruise had to, you know, dump gasoline on a fire yesterday by giving all of his awards back. Well, that made a lot of sense. That really made a statement to me. I can't figure out what it is, but I will. 6:47.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still looking good this morning. No accidents that we know of so far. We've got a little congestion Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard. But that's about it. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No problems that we know of, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka this morning. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We are keeping an eye on traffic for you. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, it doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least 8 people dead after a gunman opened fire at a school in the western Russian city of Kazan. 7 of the victim's students, the other a teacher, a 19-year-old suspect, is in custody. Tensions running high in the Middle East following the latest exchange of rocket fire between Israel and the Palestinians. The Israeli army chief ordering troop reinforcements, while the country's defense minister calling up reserves as Gaza hostilities escalate. Some gas stations across at least 5 eastern states have run short on fuel as a major pipeline remains shut down. The Colonial Pipeline Company says it is working toward substantially restoring operational service by this coming weekend. That line shut down by a cyber attack. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 147 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey folks, Dennis Prager here. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
This is not headline news. NBC has dropped the Golden Globes, which means the number of award shows is now down to a paltry 46,378. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are spending a lot of time together again. Social media says they're okay with anything that results from this, short of Geely 2. Bill and Melinda Gates have reportedly been working on their divorce since 2019. It's taken so long because the divorce papers were sent using Microsoft Outlook. Scientists say space junk prevents us from seeing stars. Unless that star is Scott Baio, then you're not seeing a star because he's not a star. And today is National Eat What You Want Day. For those of you who waited until today to celebrate, bless your hearts. This is not headline news.
It's been a challenging year, but you've met that challenge. And you've trusted Thompson Tractor to be with you every step of the way. Thompson has been providing industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment for over 60 years. We're the exclusive Caterpillar provider in the market with legendary Cat equipment, genuine Cat parts, and expert service you can trust. All designed to keep your equipment and your business humming. And all more affordable than you may think, with industry-leading finance rates and top-notch comprehensive service programs. Like 0% interest financing for 60 months. And with zero down payment, now through July 31st, 2021, on compact equipment. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. We're here for you.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
I love that show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, neighbor.
Hello, Peter.
This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cavco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cavco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the big story yesterday was NBC canceling the Golden Globes after a growing list of controversies, including a severe lack of diversity. preferential treatment, misuse of funds, allegations of sexism and abuse. Sounds like a complete mirror of Hollywood to me.
And low ratings.
Yeah, that didn't help. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which puts on the Globes, was originally under fire when they revealed they had zero black members. Things have snowballed since. NBC's decision means there will not be a Golden Globes broadcast in 2022.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Oh, and we'll give you time to process that.
What will you do with those 4 hours?
I don't know. I've been told, though, that if they do what they're told, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, that they might come back in 2023. Maybe we can just go to sleep through next year and not have to worry about it. Tom Cruise put his awards in the mail and sent them back to make a statement. Jeff Bezos is building a yacht with its own support yacht.
I'm sorry?
I think he's going to have his own navy eventually. Yeah, he's... Well, it's kind of explained better by him, by Jeff Bezos.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. Now that Amazon has dominion over all the world's land, I now intend to conquer the oceans. My minions have manufactured the most mega of all mega yachts. And my yacht is so enormous, it requires its own freaking support yacht. Soon, a gargantuan garage door will be installed in the Rock of Gibraltar, in which I shall dock my mega yachts when not in use. It's like a mountain lair, but beachfront, baby. One might think of it as a support mountain lair. Perhaps I shall also obtain a support version of myself. A support evil genius, if you will. Breathtaking. I shall call him Mini Jeff.
Long way to get to the punchline there, but we got there eventually.
I felt it coming.
Let's play Celebrity Word word Association.
Okay.
I'll say a name. You say the first thing, speaking of long setups, that comes to mind. Tom Arnold.
Rectum.
There you go. His sister was a major Midwest drug dealer called the Queen of Meth.
I have heard this.
Her name is Lori Arnold. She was such a big-time drug dealer in the Midwest, they nicknamed her the Queen. She was earning up to $200,000 a week, which is probably more than Tom ever made.
She got away with it for 6 years.
She has spent 15 years in the can, cleaned up her act, and now there's a Discovery Plus show. You streaming
yeah.
that?
Well, no, I've seen it advertised.
Yeah. Now Tom is trying to get a scripted show going, probably because he's not appearing in anything that you would know of these days. And let's see, in the odds and ends department, we already went through the Derby thing. We'll go back to that at 8 o'clock. Oh, and shame on Tim Tebow for being offered a tryout by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now everybody wants to know why Colin Kaepernick isn't getting a chance. Can't imagine. Can you? It seems just so unfair. This, though, was interesting. This is, it's not really showbiz, but it is, as I like to call it, media. Somebody found this ad on the YouTube and it's gone viral, and it's a 1962 Raleigh. They don't even make those anymore.
No, I remember Raleigh. I yeah. know some of our neighbor friends, when I was growing up, I was a little boy, they had Raleighs. Yeah.
Tell me, you don't have to see, I may post the ad on my page after we play this, but even listening to it, you can tell this is like one of the worst commercial acting jobs ever.
Every day, more and more people are discovering something extra in smoking pleasure.
Raleigh? Oh, no thanks. I have a pack. Well, I didn't know you'd switch.
I just did.
Why? I got embarrassed borrowing yours. Besides, I like that Raleigh taste. Well, don't do that. Why not? The coupons. Save the Raleigh coupon. What for?
Chemotherapy, if you save enough of them.
What did your dad smoke?
My dad and mom both smoked Kents. I don't even know if they make those anymore.
Hmm. My dad was Camel. He'd walk a mile for a Camel.
Yeah. Mom and my dad quit when he was